From APM in Los Angeles, I'm David Lazarus of the LA Times, and this is Marketplace Money.
Just like advertisers, we too know the power of social media, so I've invited Marketplace Money's digital guru, Raghu Manavalan, to crawl out from behind his keyboard and join me in the studio today. Let's talk about what's getting traction out there in cyberland, on Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, AOL chat rooms, the whole gamut. Hiya, Raghu.
Hey, David. Thanks for having me.
So what's going on in Twitterland?
Well, last week we had a story. It was called Why Women Don't Roar at Work. It went over why some women might be held back from promotions or raises and things like that because they don't speak up about their accomplishments.
Wait a minute. This is the age of sharing. You know, this is what the whole social media is about. And you're telling me that people don't want to bang their drum at the office?
Well, it seems like on Twitter and Facebook, they're all about humble bragging. But in the office, no one likes someone that's arrogant or bragging. So that might hold them back from raises.
Hashtag color me surprised.
Yeah, right. But we put up a poll on our website. We asked people, are you comfortable with bringing up your accomplishments to your bosses? About half of the people said, yeah, I do it because I have to. The other half said, you know what? I put my head down, I do my work, and I hope I climb the ladder.
God, that's unlike almost everybody else listening, I'm sure.
I hope so. I mean, no one does like someone that's arrogant and bragging at work, but I'll read some of the responses we got, actually. I toot my horn at work, but not enough. Interesting.
I would okay.
Like, yeah. I worked in journalism, now public relations. We live on awards competitions. Sarah Fulliman said, never or rarely. I'm probably penalized for not tooting my own horn. So it's not something that people feel comfortable with, but you do want to make sure that people, you don't go unnoticed.
Do you get a sense that even though face-to-face, people might be a little reticent about the whole humble brag thing, but online, anything goes?
Right. I mean, maybe in the future we'll see people do their performance reviews online and take away face-to-face interactions. Maybe that will help people open up about the things that they're getting done. I think also people don't feel comfortable throwing their colleagues under the bus. And if you're saying, I'm doing such a great job, it might come off as saying, the 10 people around me aren't doing a great job.
So I shouldn't be talking about you right now.
Not right now, but maybe once I leave the studio.
Bingo. What else are people buzzing about online?
The last couple of weeks, we've seen a lot of upheaval in the stock market. You know, I don't know why people are worried about day-to-day swings in the market. On this show, we consistently tell people, don't worry about the stock market every day. You should be worried about your retirement accounts when you're retiring, which hopefully is 10 or 20 years down the line.
Yeah, but that's a hard sell because in the social media world, everything is about immediacy. Everything is about now, now, now. So when the stock market is getting its knickers in a twist, it's very hard not to get all caught up in the momentum.
That's true. I mean, you can look every 15 minutes, the stock prices are changing, right? But it's important to keep perspective. None of us are retiring tomorrow. And if you are retiring tomorrow, make sure you're diversified. You shouldn't even be completely in stocks anyway.
So is there anything else that people are buzzing about out there?
Well, we are a few days away from Valentine's Day.
Woohoo!
So I will be looking out for your best frugal Valentine's Day gifts. We won't tell your wife that they were frugal. Hopefully they were nice. We'll be looking at best ways to bring up that money conversation. Bring up how much debt do you have before you get married? Do you both want to own a home? Well, I'll be out there. I'll be at Live Money. I'll be on our Facebook page. Send us your questions. I'll be there 24/7. Go into our AOL chat room. I'll be there.
So your Valentine's Day social life totally happening because you're just going to be there online lurking around.
Absolutely. Pretty much.
All right, Raghu, you don't send me flowers, but boy, you send me tweets. I'm grateful. What can
I
say?
Thank you.
And as you heard Raghu say, at Live Money, that's how you find us on Twitter. Come and see us on Facebook. Come see us on the radio because we're always here for you. Raghu, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.